been hearing about the changing nature of retirement for the past few weeks. And with people living longer, they've got decisions to make about what to do in retirement. Increasingly, older adults continue to work. Some decide to work for themselves. In 2012, nearly a quarter of all new businesses were started by people between the ages of 55 and 64. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, older entrepreneurs have some advantages, but they also face greater risks.
Comedian Larry David is rarely at a loss for words. But on an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, he meets his match in one of those impenetrable plastic blister packs. We've all been there. But it doesn't have to be that way, says 68-year-old Paul Tasner. All it would take is more products using the packaging that he's developed.
This is our package, made out of pulp, the same material that you're familiar with, the old egg carton.
Though slimmer and sleeker.
And these cavities are designed to hold the object for sale.
And hold it tightly so that you don't have to hermetically seal it in see-through plastic. Tasner's business is called Pulpworks. It's in San Rafael, California, north of San Francisco. He got the idea for it after his position was eliminated at a company that made soap and home cleaning products. He was senior director of operations there, overseeing the supply chain from start to finish.
I have spent almost my entire life doing exactly what we're doing here with Pulpworks, although I've done it for employers, not for myself.
He has a partner now, a female architect a couple of decades younger than he is. And they have a few customers. They package hand sanitizer, lip balm, and children's shoes. And the pulp used in the packages can come from a lot of different sources. Recycled newspaper, cardboard, even sugarcane fiber.
I just love the idea of turning basically garbage into packaging. Just seems so cool to me, you know, such a gentle thing on the planet.
A lot of older entrepreneurs hope to do well by doing good, says Dane Stengler, the vice president of research and policy at the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. He says between 1996 and 2012, business creation by older Americans grew more than 60%. Partly that's due to the sheer size of the aging boomer generation. But he says technology has also made it easier to start a business.
It's just a lot easier to go online and incorporate a business. It's a lot easier to have mobile payments done. And it's increased business creation for this demographic.
And older entrepreneurs have some advantages that have nothing much to do with technology, says Edward Rogoff, professor of entrepreneurship at the City University of New York.
Older entrepreneurs have more resources. They do have more money to start a business. They have a network of contacts which they can leverage into orders or customers for their business. So they bring a lot to the table.
The big disadvantage faced by an older entrepreneur?
Is that someone who starts a business when they're older can't risk the ranch.
Never, never, never use your retirement savings to start that business.
Says Debbie Banda, interim vice president for financial affairs at the AARP.
If that business goes belly up, you've lost your nest egg. And you've lost it at a time in your life when you have very few years to recoup that nest egg.
And about half of new businesses don't last more than 5 years. So this month, the AARP is partnering for the second time with the Small Business Administration to provide training sessions for older would-be entrepreneurs.
One that is very popular is what we call speed mentoring. And it's a version of, you know, the speed dating, where people get to come into a room and sit down with some successful small business owners from their own community and get some quick tips from them.
Paul Tasner's had mentors. He also has a network of suppliers and manufacturers he knows from his previous career. What he doesn't have yet are investors. He and his partner have financed the business from their savings, and it's held them back.
Even though we're a low-overhead business, there's still a lot of expenses associated with engaging customers, building prototypes, trade shows, and we don't have the money to afford to do all of that. So we pick and choose. We look for customers that are closer to home, simply because it's cheaper to engage those customers.
And Pulpworks isn't turning a profit yet. But Tasner says he wouldn't trade this experience for anything.
I have to say, entrepreneurship is infinitely more rewarding, and it's infinitely harder than working for somebody else. But I wish I had started doing it earlier, to be honest.
Though, like thousands of older Americans, he's decided it's still not too late. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.